Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming. Hello, everybody, and this is a beautiful drive to the beach time, and I have got an amazing show for you today. The first half hour will be Hollywood Connections. The second half hour will be about Sunkissed Sailing Charters. And my first guest today, we go way back, and I wanted to bring her on the air because she's doing so much in Augusta, Georgia. Deanna Brown, the late James Brown's daughter. And Deanna, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Dawn. How are you?
I'm super fabulous. You know, I've been watching all the things that you've been doing. And first, I have to ask you, you had a big award ceremony that you went to. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. The Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame inducted my father, Mr. James Brown, as a foundational inductee. In Atlanta, Georgia, it happened at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There's a sidewalk on MLK Boulevard, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and they're going to take, you know, squares just like it is in Hollywood in the Rock Walk in Hollywood. They're going to take squares and they're going to put an emblem, permanent emblem, in the ground regarding Dad. And he's not the only foundational inductee. Also Otis Redding, also Quincy Jones.
Oh, and gosh, that's so exciting for you.
Yeah, so it was such a blessing to be amongst all of the people who were inducted and all of the other artists. There were other artists that were inducted for different things, like Michael Jackson, Usher, Beyonce. They were, you know, in different types of categories. But it was a blessing, and I think that anytime someone recognizes my father and his accomplishments and all of the great music that he gave us and left us with, it's a blessing, because that means that he's not forgotten.
That's right.
People still love him, and people still respect him and enjoy his music. And to me, the main thing is that emblem, permanent emblem on that ground, will be for generations to come to see, future generations to see his name there, and to ask the question, well, who was James Brown? What did he do? You know, and to learn the history for which he gave us, and that we are able to pass on to the next generations. I think that's just as important, because it's important for the younger generation to know the shoulders they stand on.
I agree with you. And, you know, you have a background in entertainment. Tell us about your background for all our new listeners. And we're on a different time zone here, you know, during the afternoon for us. And you have a background and you've also been in the movies with your father. But tell us a little bit more about Deanna Brown.
Well, Deanna Brown has done radio and television for about 20 years. I did radio in Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, Maryland, Augusta, Georgia, for the station that we owned, and Atlanta, Georgia, for the station that we owned. And I also did some television, even had the opportunity to host a couple of shows with the lovely Los Angeles. And so I've done that as well. Right now, I am president of the James Brown Family Foundation.
I see that.
You can Google James Brown Family Foundation, and you can see all of the work that we're doing. This is our 10th year that I started the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, where we teach young kids from K-4, kindergarten 4 to 12th grade, how to play instruments and how to read music and how to become a musician. So we've been doing that for 10 years, and I'm so proud of that. I'm just ecstatic about it because I've got students that have graduated from high school and college and gone on, and they come back and work with the students, the younger ones. So to me, that is such a blessing, not only for the alumni, but for the students. But we also have the James Brown Family Historical Tour. It's a bus tour that takes you around Augusta and shows you the different places where my dad grew up, where we lived, where he had businesses.
Wow, Deanna, that's amazing.
I'm waiting on you to come and take the tour, young lady.
Oh, you know, I so need to. You know, I want to do a dedication because your dad opened so many doors. Actually, the late Vonnie Hilton Sweeney from all the pre-Grammy events we used to do together back in the days. And I have a new website, Deanna, called drhollywoodconnections.com. And I want to put something up there, you know, about the tour or some things to do in Augusta, what you're putting together. Let me put it on my website. And I'm so excited about this new website that I have. If whatever you can put together, I'd love to, you know, help promote that.
Wow, that's great. If you would put the link on there to our website, James Brown Family Foundation, and people can click the link and they'll be able to go to our website and see everything that we've done and doing. And that would be so wonderful. We appreciate that because, you know, I think just like people go to Graceland and learn about Elvis Presley, they can do the same. We have not yet made his home a museum. That is still a future a project that we plan to do. But up until that time, you can take the James Brown Family Historical Tour and learn about it. America from Augusta, Georgia.
Wow. So now do you actually take them yourself on the tour, or is it a little tour bus or a big tour bus?
We have a tour bus, and we have a tour director and a tour guide. You know, Dawn, I can't do it all. I gotta delegate it out. There's no way. I was the daughter of the Godfather Soul, the hardest working man in show business, but I can't do what he did, so I delegated out. I have done tours, and on request, I will do tours. It's an extra charge for that, of course, but I do tours. I have done them before. I mean, hey, when we started out, I had to do them until I could hire somebody to do them for me.
That's awesome. You know, because the history, now I had a question because I was watching that Get On Up on Netflix, and I wanted to find out, you know, how much, I would say, is that movie about his life? Did you have any part of that?
Yes. My sister, my mother, and I were consultants.
Oh, okay. That's really good to know.
The director of the movie and Chadwick Boseman, who we miss so very much. Oh, we miss him so much. He was such a humble young man. They both came to Augusta, Georgia, spent the weekend with us, sat down and talked to me and my sister and my mom. We took them around to different places and told them things about the history. And so, yeah, they wanted to come, especially Chad. He wanted to come and meet us and talk with us because he wanted to get some authenticity. I can tell you now, any biopic that you see, it's not going to give you the 110% truth. There's going to be drama around certain things because people want to go to the movies for excitement.
Right, right. Well, you know, I noticed...
It's not exactly what it was, you know, but there's a ring around the truth in, you know, most of it.
Well, I noticed in the movie that he went... Well, there's a church that he went to, and I saw this pastor dancing. How did your dad pick up his moves? Did he ever tell you? Was it from that pastor?
Well, he was... For people who know anything about the House of Prayer and Daddy Grace from way back in the day, that's old school. He was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he was a grandioso type of person, you know, very, just grandioso, you know, it's almost like a Liberace thing, just big in life. And so he, as a young boy, my father would go to the House of Prayer, and the House of Prayer, their music is all brass mostly. I mean, they play the organ, but it's mostly all brass and horns, and they just really get into it. And as a young child, my father was impressed upon that, and the music just stuck with him.
Wow.
And so that's kind of, I mean, you know, most of the old school artists get their start in the gospel arena, you know, in the church, and go from there. That's the history that you hear from a lot of old school artists. We don't get to hear that history with a lot of new artists now, but the old school artists, they came straight out of the church, and they used the talent that God gave them to entertain us. And my father did that. He gave his life to the music industry.
Wow.
50 years of his life.
Well, I know Father's Day was just the other day, of course, and I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite memory of your father that you will never forget, that when you think about it and it just warms your heart?
Well, I was in L.A. with him one time. We were riding around South Central Los Angeles, and those of you that have been to Los Angeles know that the sidewalks are real big and wide. Well, we were riding through South Central L.A. in a white stretch limousine. He ordered the chauffeur to stop the car. So he did, and he started to get out. Of course, security was like, what is he doing? What's going on? They started jumping out, you know, to surround him. But he said, come on, Deanna, I want to show you something. So I got out the car. I walked across the street with him, and laying down on the ground were homeless people.
Oh.
They were in a cardboard boxes, dirty blankets, just, you know, just anything they could lay their head on. And he walked over, and as we were walking over, you could see these people rise. You could see they lift their heads.
Ugh.
And the look on their faces, like they just saw a ghost. Can you imagine? Homeless, and here comes James Brown walking across the street towards you.
Wow.
Talk to you, to console you, to encourage you. And he gave them money. He gave them all money. But he told this one young fella, he said, take this money and go clean yourself up and go eat. Go get some food. Go do something for yourself. You know, and to me, it wasn't about the money. It was more about the hope that he gave, you know, the people, just by taking time to stop and talk, you know, shake their hand and give them some money to get some food. You know, and that wasn't on the news. There was no cameras following him to do that. That wasn't a reality show.
Right.
That was just my father not forgetting where he came from in those days, where he didn't have food, where he couldn't enjoy a Christmas because there was no Christmas toys and no Christmas tree, because my grandparents were very, very poor from the segregated South. So,
wow.
It's just a blessing, you know, to be able to see my father in that capacity. And that stuck with me for the rest of my life.
That's a beautiful story. And, you know I see that you give away turkeys and you do things for the family for different holidays for people in need in Augusta. That's so amazing that you're still carrying on that tradition from your father. And so I wanted to ask you, too, what does Deanna Brown want to do next? And what would you like to accomplish? What's your next thing?
Well, I actually would like to build a building, to build a school. While we're in we have classes in the Augusta Museum of History, where I am on the board of directors, where we have the largest exhibit of my father with memorabilia in the exhibit, and that's you get to see that if you take the James Brown Family Historical Tour. It's part of the tour.
And how long is the tour, Deanna? Like, how, would you say if somebody is coming through Augusta?
About an hour and a half.
Wow.
About an hour and a half. An hour and 45 minutes.
I definitely have to do that.
That's my prayer. Yeah, you do. You do got to come and do that. But that's my prayer, that we're able to build a school, James Brown Academy of Music pupils.
You know, I found my press pass the other day that Avani made me with. It was like a billboard, and I still have it. It's all crinkly, but you know that I want to tell you, even though that young time when I was a young broadcaster that opened the doors, and I'll tell you what, and I think I was going through a divorce at that time, and what an amazing self-esteem that I had with open doors of opportunity, just being, you know, his reporter for the Truth magazine that Vonnie Hilton Sweeney put together, and that was truly
awesome. You gotta post some of that stuff so people can see what you've done with the Godfather. So,
oh my gosh, it's just been, you know. And then, you know, the funny thing is, I got to tell this story, and I got to have you on longer. You've got to come to our station when you're here in Clearwater. We'll take you sailing as well. Can't wait. But I remember the time that your dad, the late James Brown, was at one of the concerts in West Palm, and who was his manager then? Bobbitt, I think. It was Mr. Bobbitt was with him, and so I walked up. And they were like, no, I'm sorry. And I had wrote for him for 3 years at the time for the Truth magazine. And then all of a sudden he thought I was a young Vonnie. He's like, no. He's like, is that Vonnie? And then he was like, wait a second, Vonnie, she looks like you when you were younger. And then he's like, get over here, Dawn. And he said, I appreciate all you've done for my magazine. And that was a true honor when I met your dad, because I had to prove myself, you know.
I was just telling my niece, his great-granddaughter, I was saying, you know, anybody that's got a picture with the Godfather, it's more than gold right now.
It is. It is. And I'll tell you, I know before we end, you know, we have that Get a Knot Up song that we're going to play before our next guest arrive here. And it's always an honor to have you. And I'd love to hear what your students are doing and play some of their music next upcoming shows, if you can send that to me as well.
Sure. We'd be glad to. They're on YouTube Dance and some of the older stuff, and they've recorded some newer stuff that we've been working on. So it's a blessing when you can watch a young child's life turn around, and that's what we've been able to see.
That's amazing. And then give everybody the prices for the tour in Augusta that they can go with.
The tour is only $15. That includes a bus ride around Augusta, about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes top. And then once you get off the bus, it starts at the Augusta Museum of History, and it finishes there. Once you get off the bus at the museum, you get a sticker, and you go inside, and you get to check out the exhibit. But you also get to check out the entire museum to see. It's a huge museum. It's very nice with the history of Augusta there. But the largest exhibit is Dad's exhibit.
That's so amazing. Also, you know, Tommy, my engineer, you know, Deanna Brown, the late James Brown's daughter, of course, she's here on the air with us. Do you have a question for Deanna? Were you a James Brown fan at all, Tommy? James Brown, he's. I'm getting the microphone.
I don't really have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay. I always ask Tommy to pop in real quick. But, Deanna, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the air, and then I'll get you back on soon with updates with everything.
Would love to. Thank you, Dawn, and blessings to you.
It's a pleasure always to have Deanna Brown on my show, and I can't wait to see you. I'm going to get all my reporters out there. We're going to have to come out there and take a tour. That would be so much fun.
You got to. Bring your cameras with you.
I will, for sure. That's going to be soon, Deanna. I promise. I'm Dawn Reese. That was Deanna Brown. And let's play some of that song while I go to my next guest here, Getting On Up with late James Brown. We'll be right back.
It, man, you know.
Okay,
like
sorry
a,
about
like
that.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Shoot your bone. Get it together.
right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
All right, and so that was an amazing first half hour with Deanna Brown, the late James Brown's daughter, and that getting up on Netflix. You can actually watch that. They did have a lot to do with that. So real quick, entertainment news. We've got a three-week Until Sunscreen Film Festival summer film camp for high school age kids. So many have gone through this camp. It's been great to see a lot of them off for, you know, the school filming. And then we also have Soap This on Facebook. You can please go there because we have some soap opera stars coming in for Soap This in December 4th. Get your tickets now. And, oh, we are here with another amazing guest. Put your headsets on and tell everybody who you are. I met you on Sunday, and the lovely lady is here. She's gorgeous. She's going to be my new best friend. Tell everybody your name.
I'm so excited to be your new best friend, actually. it's such a pleasure to be here. My name is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Nardi, N-A-R-D-I, and I'm here representing the Miss Barbara Cronin Harrington, who is in charge of the Florida Screenwriters and Actors Connection, which we abbreviate as FSAC, and that is the screenwriters, novelist, line editor, and writer for hire casting director in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes, she has an event every last Sunday of the month, and there's one coming up.
Yes, June 30th, Sunday from 3 to 5. Come early to have lunch at 2 and join us. It's a super fun group. We have about 25 people. We just started up after COVID. And we have authors, screenwriters, actors. And it's just a bunch of laughs. And Barbara's just a hoot. She's helped produce Cocoon here in Florida. We're here bringing movies back to Florida.
And what's great is this is a connection place for everyone to network and get together and talk about the movie industry, writers, actors, and Barbara's always finding talent everywhere. And she's amazing. I know. We have about 3 minutes left on this half hour. And did you want to just talk about Barbara and, you know, some of the success stories that you've been with her?
Well, I'll let Barbara do that.
Everybody. Okay, here we go.
When she wanted to have elderly people, I said, elderly people today don't look elderly. No, she says, get elderly people. And anyway, I brought some elderly people.
This is for the movie Cocoon. Barbara went out hunting, headhunting.
Burt Reynolds? Yeah, yeah.
And she's worked with Burt Reynolds. People.
And my cousin Tom Hanks. Barbara. This is 6 o'clock in the morning, downtown St. Petersburg. She says, get out and get elderly, decrepit people. I actually walked the streets downtown St. Petersburg knocking on doors, and I found 3 people. One was a drunk walking down the street. Another one, I went in, the poor woman was in her nightgown. Her hair was long. She was like 85 or whatever. And I said, just put on a coat. Come on, you want to be in a movie? And I don't know where the other one came from, but my life has been fun.
And you're bringing that fun here. And what is your group called?
My group is called Actors, Screenwriters, and Crew Productions. My group has done, we've done 7 films, short films. Most of them, my group paid for it, or we did it for nothing because of, in the beginning, they were just kind enough to do it for me. I'm that type of person, you know.
That's awesome.
Asking to do something.
And how long have you been doing this group? When did you start?
Well, I've been getting people together when I was a child, actually. Wow. I was always putting people together. And I love it. I love being the boss, but I'm nice. I love people. And I've been doing this ever since I was in the movie, Cocoon, that I had helped my cousin, and I saw things that I could do, I knew I could do, because I helped her with several films. A lot with,
we're going to get Barbara on here. We're going to get her on in about 2 weeks. She is just a hoot to bring to the station. We'll have to bring her here and do a little special with all of the success stories. If you have nothing to do on Sunday and you want to get in the business, I highly recommend Panera Bread on Almerton Road. 3 to 5 p.m., is that right?
3 to 5, come early at 2 for lunch.
That's right. So we're excited about that opportunity. And my other guests are not here yet. So what I'll do, Tommy, is when I'm done, we'll cut the YouTube again, and then we'll come back with the Sunkissed Charters and information on sailing. And you don't want to miss this opportunity in about 5 minutes. So we'll be back on that. And I want to thank you so much for being here. We have to get you back for a longer time. I promise.
Oh, yes, I have a book I want to.
Yes, he has a book, and we have other opportunities for authors. If you want to read a really good book, go to drhollywoodconnections.com. There's so many great authors out there that we have, and we're promoting them, and you can be up there as well, and talent, and we have castings on that site as well. So I'm Dawn Reese. We're going to go to a little bit of Hollywood, and we'll play that flip-flop summer song, and I'll be right back. Next week, we have Miracle Stories. You don't want to miss this guy coming all the way in from Orlando. He is a true blessing, but I can't tell you now. You got to tune in next week. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back. Sorry about... I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Everybody, I'm Madeline.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. We would like to invite you all to be part of our team. You can find us on YouTube, IMDb, Blog Talk Radio, and all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Fashion Shows, and USA Lifetime Star Reporters. Send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com to find out how to get involved or how to get your discounted radio ad here on Town Talk Radio and five other stations.
Thank you all so much for your
continued support.
God bless.
This is the Town Talk Radio Network.
Up and shining, school's out and everyone's smiling. Let's pop the top off life for a while and some take it easy days. Let's tell that old grind where to stick it, put the rest of the stress in there with it and don't you think we've had enough? It's time to get away. It's gonna be another flip-flop summer. Kick off your shoes and call up your lover. Say, hey, baby, the winter's over. Let's head south a while. We're gonna take us a long vacation. Mix us up some strong libations. No worries, just good vibrations. And lazy days of style. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer. Put your coat away in the closet. You won't need it, baby, because it's a clear blue sky. And the weatherman says it looks that way for weeks. Maybe we'll cruise down to Montego. Raise us a glass as we pass Puerto Rico. It don't matter, cause wherever we go is where it's good to be. It's gonna be another flip-flop summer. Kick off your shoes and call up your lover. Say, hey, baby, the winter's over. Let's head south a while. We're gonna take us a long vacation. Mix us up some strong libations. No worries, just good vibrations. And lazy days of style. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer.
I thought that song was appropriate because yesterday, of course, was the first day of summer. And not just flip-flop summer, I have sunkisscharters.com, and I've got Captain Tom. And first, I want to congratulate you because you are an official captain. You just got all your information in the mail, right?
Yeah, I just got my certification.
Isn't that feeling good?
Yep.
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. And we also have the first mate, Lena, is here.
Hello! How are you guys?
And we are going to talk about a new charter business that's coming up in Clearwater Beach in July. And so a 37-foot endeavor. It's, oh my gosh, gorgeous and yellow and sun-kissed. And Captain Bert is also the main captain. And then we have Captain Tommy. And I'm in the promotion and marketing land, so I am taking over on that as well. And if you look on the Tan Talk Radio Network, you'll see our big poster. It says, Sun-Kissed Sailing Charters, live the dream, make the memories, day and sunset cruises on the Gulf of Mexico. And you can call 727-315-4936 for reservations, or 727-871-7788. So Captain Tom and First Mate Lena are going to be doing a lot of the charters that I'll be booking. And so Captain Tom, what are we expected on Sunkissed Charters?
Well, before I get into that, how was your day in the water yesterday?
Oh my gosh, I got sunburned.
Yeah. Did you see a shark? Was that something you guys saw yesterday?
Baby sharks.
Baby sharks.
Over by Caladesi.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know. There were like little ones all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really fun. We had company in town, and we're, I just put them on another chair.
It's all right.
We're good. We're good.
I'm good.
So, yeah, that was so. Tell us, we're going to be seeing, you know, we have Xbox on board. We have a TV on board for the kids. We have pet friendly. They can bring their pet, I heard.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we're trying to show people, we're just not trying to give you a tour. We're just not going to put you on a sailboat and go, oh, yeah, here we are in the wind. What we are trying to do is give you, you know, 5 hours of feeling like a millionaire, okay? Being on a totally refit, redone, updated 1977 Endeavor sailboat that looks like a 2021. I mean, we can't go anywhere without people pulling up, coming up and going, man, that's a beautiful boat. And what we want to do is give you that experience. I mean, we even have it like you can rent the boat like a limo. We'll take you down to like Captain's Restaurant. It's a 2-hour trip down there in the sailboat. We can pull right up to the dock. You get off the boat. We're in dress whites. Everybody's going to think it's your boat. And, you know, you go eat dinner and then come back on the boat and we sail back. And that's your trip. It's a 2-hour trip back. You know, you get to go under a train bridge where the bridge has to open. And I mean, just really and listen to music, and we pull up, and when we pull up to the restaurant, the music will be playing.
Well, tell us about the music, because you put on, because your background is also stereo equipment, you put on, what kind of system that you put on the boat?
We have 800 watts JL audio equipment on the boat. They actually have speakers on the spreaders on the mast that aim down and shine different colors. They're big cone speakers, and they're crystal clear, and we can make it as loud as you want to make it. We have all tablets for weather. We have Xbox for the kids to play if they're bored. They don't want to sit up there.
Restroom on board.
Right, restroom on board with it's a toilet you don't have to pump.
Yeah, it's a toilet you don't have to pump. I've learned that one. Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, so we went overboard on a lot of luxuries. As a matter of fact, one of my friends said, well, everything you're doing is superfluous. I said, no, it's atmosphere.
Yeah.
I said, we want people to experience that. I mean, could you imagine taking a date on a boat? I mean, seriously, going down to a restaurant with a dock, getting off, walking up into the restaurant with your date. I mean, can you imagine doing something like that? How awesome would that feel?
Well, we have family in town from out of town, of course, and we took them on the Nautica yesterday, which is another thing we can do. We took them out to Kaladesi Island, had lunch, went over to Kaladesi Island, swam for like 3.5 hours, and that was an experience for them because they don't get that opportunity.
Well, in Kaladesi, if you haven't been there, it's like an untouched beach, okay? It doesn't have a lot of people on it. The only way to get there is by boat or ferry. I mean, by your own boat or having a ferry.
Right.
Taking the ferry over. And, as you go in with the boat into Kaladesi area, you go through these winding mangroves that look like you're going to a secret place. And it opens up, and there's a beautiful marina right there. And on the weekends, there's people that actually stay out there, and they do barbecues. And everybody kind of, it's not like a park where you're having a barbecue here and you have nothing to do with people next door. No, it's kind of like a big community.
What I liked thing. About Kaladesi, I will tell you, for people that have not been out there yet, there's walking paths that you can walk, and the trails are beautiful. The dogs loved it. We had so much fun doing that.
And there's a little restaurant there that you can get hamburgers or hot dogs and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
That's amazing, yeah, because we had the dogs, and we just took a really fun walk. It was really amazing. And then also, First Mate Lena is here. And what is going to be your experience that you're going to give people the experience of Sunkist Charters? What? Because tell us your background. But you had a boat, and you're going to get another one soon. But you know, what kind of size boat did you have?
What size did we have?
Well, I've had a 40-foot Chris Craft that was, 30 years ago. That was, I lived on it, and that really got me involved in the boating world. And then we had a a 27-foot Four Winds that we had for a while. We actually, when we moved to Clearwater, stayed at the Clearwater Marina on the 27-foot until we found where we were going to live. It was kind of like camping, but it's nice. They have showers and bathrooms there and everything. But
right.
It was cramped, but, there's times that you get to do things with a family that they'll never forget the rest of their lives, and that's one of them, is to live on a boat, and like my daughter, when she was 7 years old, was walking down the docks taking a shower. She'd come back with her hair all in a bun and a robe, and the people that were getting on the dinner cruises would just be like, you could hear them. Everybody would go, oh, as she walked back to the boat all the time.
Well, let's go to Lena, because you're going to give them the experience of a lifetime. They get, we'll have water and chips on board.
Okay.
And then
this is my expertise. I'm going to be running the galley of the boat, meaning I'm going to be preparing food, drinks, whatever for you and your guests. We could cater it out if you want. We can take a Publix chicken for lunch, or for breakfast if you guys wanted to do a sunrise trip. I'll have some coffee, some water. There's always going to be
an ice machine on board.
Definitely one of the things,
an ice machine on the board.
We're going to be very versatile in what you guys want to do. Like if you want to have a catered dinner by a catering company, Dawn knows catering people.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll hook you up with, and get a good deal for you. But you could have a catered dinner, and that they actually have people that'll come and serve you while you're on the boat. So now you've got a captain, a crew member, a first mate, and then you have the people serving you food.
Well, you know, I saw Bert, Captain Bert, which is my husband, of course. He had ordered something that takes the sail down easier, which is exciting.
Lazy Jack.
That's what it's called. I was like, what is that for? He goes, that's for a first mate to do that. I'm like,
yes.
It's going to make your life easier.
It's going to make my whole life a lot easier. Lazy Jacks is a must. I must on a sailboat. Any kind of boat, a catamaran sail, any kind of sailboat, it's actually an easy way to get the sail down without folding it in, out, in, out. Especially if we're like having to like pull the sails right away for weather or whatever, we got to be able to pull that down ASAP,
right.
So that way we can go on to whatever.
And
we
it
need
protects
to do.
The sail. It just makes things quicker and easier when you're a mate that you don't have to have two people up there folding the sail over and stuff. You know,
besides,
it's part
it looks
of
cool when it goes down. Into it.
Well, it's part of the experience. It's mm-hmm. part of, you know, making it easier. Matter of fact, we're getting a new mainsail. We've got the new roller furling up.
Right, we're waiting
beautiful.
For that to come in.
It was beautiful. The new main's on the way. You know, this week we're going to be adding the rest of the padding to the deck, so your feet
oh, it's phenomenal.
Are comfortable.
Yes.
This stuff that they're laying down on the boat is actually really comfortable on your feet, so therefore you can basically walk barefoot. There's also going to be spots on top deck where if you want to lay out, take a tan, or read a book,
we
or
have a
listen
hammock.
To music. We have hammocks.
Right.
We have all the little comforts of being at home, but on the boat, and basically anything you guys want to do, play, whatever. We have Wi-Fi extenders for those who have cell phones and can't seem to get them off.
I've had so many people already inquiring. Sunkisscharters.com. You can fill out your information. We'll send you updates. But people are saying, I can't wait to take the boat out. So it's coming around the corner. And there is another question. I know Captain Bird had told me there was a question on weight for dogs. You have to have a life jacket for the dog. Depends on the size of the dog. What do you think, Tommy, with the size of a dog? There's a question that was asked.
Well, you know, you can pick these up at West Marine. I think Walmart might even have them. I'm not sure about the Walmart, but I know West Marine has them.
We're not talking horses on board.
Yeah. No.
No, yeah. No, no. We're not talking bringing a Great Dane.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a shovel that big on the boat.
So we got to keep the pet smaller, a little bit smaller. I think Lena's looking at me like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure. You know, yesterday we had Sandy, my Jack Russell, on the Nautica. She jumps off the boat and on the boat when we're, you know, docked. But all of a sudden, she jumped in the water where the sharks were yesterday, the baby sharks. And we're like, oh, my God, she's never done that before. So that's the thing. You know, did she have a life preserver on? We had it on the boat, you know. And
We suggest that when you do get a life preserver for your canine, is that you have something with the loop on the back just in case we have to, like, hook it with the dock hook.
Oh, well, that's the way they come. They
you know.
Because a lot of people
know that your pet is safe. And once you get off the boat with your pet, you got to make sure
you're
that
gonna clean up after it.
Make sure that you keep that life vest on that dog throughout the entire trip until we...
Trust me, because we were at the marina and mine fell off the boat because one Sandy knocked Buffett off the boat and I was late for work and I'm trying to pull them off and then she's going out to, you know, to sea and I'm like, oh, I didn't want to jump in because there's a lot of coral there. So yeah, safety comes first and that's where you're going to be on there as well, making sure the safety comes first with everything that you're doing. You've also been trained as a captain with every emergency.
Correct. We do first aid and CPR and, you know, how to use an aid, you know, a defibrillator. And we're going to have one on the boat soon. You know, we have all of the latest safety things. We have EPIRBs on the boat that are, you know, meant for commercial.
EMT certified medic.
Yeah, we have actually an EMT trauma kit on the boat. We have, I mean, not that anything's going to happen, but we want to be prepared if something ever happened. We want to be able to make sure that you're safe. And that's our like I've said many, many times, is that you're 100% safe. Sailing is simple. It's easy. I mean, I'll actually have it. If you want to drive the boat, I'll let you drive the boat. I'll sit right next to the wheel and watch you, but I'll show you how to do it. It's very simple.
And if you guys want to learn how to pull down sails, or if you think that's exciting for you, basically we're there to either help you build a dream of being on a boat or owning your own sailboat or having just fun and exciting.
To tell you that one of the, I mean, like our night trip, and I love night sailing. I love night sailing for a few reasons. Number one, it's super quiet. There's not a lot of idiots on the water. I mean, it's really, they should have a stronger license, which is another radio show for anybody who buys a boat, but that's my opinion, because there's just a lot of people who don't have a clue to what they're doing out there. And as captain, you watch for that. That's one of the biggest things you watch for. Matter of fact, last time we went out, the pirate ship was going out, and a boat actually went under the rail of the pirate ship as it was moving. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to hit. I guarantee the pirate ship captain was freaking out because that boat just cut in front of them. But, you know, they made it. Thank God. But
I know a lot of boaters out there, when we are going through a no-wake zone, they're going super fast, and we're like, okay, where's their experience? You know,
we actually have two. We have a megaphone on the boat.
Right.
That will sit right next to me, that if somebody's being an idiot, I can tell them they're being an idiot. we have a hailer, which is connected to the marine radio. Like the marine radio that we have has a button on it that there was an emergency. We can push that also, and it does all the fog signals for us. I mean, we got top of the line stuff of what we could do.
And we're going to have, like, night, if it is in the evening, can't you put a projector on the sail?
Well, that's one of the things we're doing is we're putting the projector, that was getting to that, that you can actually lay on the deck and watch movies. And I've said it before, one of the funniest things is most people, the movie most requested from people that I talk to, Jaws. They want to watch Jaws at night on a boat in the water.
Okay.
That wouldn't be my favorite choice.
Mine would be Overboard.
Overboard or Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
Fool's Gold, something like that is those what are I would
my
think.
Those are actually my top three.
With kids, Finding Nemo, right. You know, that's what you want to watch.
Or Little Mermaid.
That's true.
Everybody wants to watch Jaws.
And there's a lot of things that are coming up. You know, there's a lot of bridal shows, a lot of things that we're going to be out there promoting, even just to take an afternoon sail. We saw a big flapping, remember a couple weeks ago, a big flappy sea turtle out there?
Yeah, amazing. You know, we were talking about the dogs, too, and having the dogs on the boat. You know, I posted a video on Facebook the other day where this dog has its nose over the edge of the boat. The dolphins are actually playing with the dog.
Oh, wow.
And then the dog jumped in and swam with one of the dolphins, and they were swimming around playing. It was really just a cool thing. But, you know, that stuff happens. We see dolphins all the time.
You know what I do? I'm always like, Flipper. You know, come here, Flipper. I'm always doing that every time I see one. But they like the waves of the boat.
You know, so like I said, with the movies on the boat available with, and actually shining on the sail. And that's why the speakers are on the spreaders, by the way. So the sound of the movie comes from the sail.
Right.
Okay. It has to do with me being a low voltage electrician for years and years and years and years. That's why all this.
Oh, you have my brother. I have to brag because he has got an amazing movie theater in his house. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is like a big full screen because he knows how to do this stuff.
It's actually a black diamond screen. It's a 120 inch screen.
Amazing.
That's the screen isn't the big deal. The biggest deal in my theater is the sound.
The sound system.
Because it's so above most movie theaters, actually, at this point.
Right.
I have, this is going to sound funny, but I did it to be funny. I actually have a full-fledged disco ball in my theater.
Right.
That we will watch concerts on the screen, and I'll do the light show as we're doing it. I have lasers in the theater that light up.
So you and your wife can actually disco dance together.
When your son...
I'll bring Bert over. Let's try that.
When your son came to my house for the first time,
right
here in Florida, and he walked in and he saw the theater, he said, I can't even talk.
But that's what makes you such an amazing person to put that amazing sound system on Sunkissed Charters, because you know what you are doing. And Captain Bert is so happy. And I know we're finishing the cushions with a turquoise and a very sea life on it. And my niece is an amazing artist. She actually carved the wood of the door she did. And we put that up already.
Yeah, she would burn the door. And it has a ship on one side with an anchor with an octopus wrapped around the anchor on the bottom.
Now, somebody did have a question for us as well, they wanted to know if they'll be able to help with the sails, like if they want of the crew.
If they want to learn how to sail, we'll teach them how to sail when we're out there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
can they drive the boat or not?
They can drive. I'll sit next to them, and you know, it's kind of nice that I don't have to sit at the wheel for a little while. You know,
right.
But you know, like I said before, it's so easy to sail. I mean, it's you don't.
The only thing you have to watch
it.
Out for are the crab traps.
Yeah,
you know,
if the motor's running.
But they can also troll now too. We can have trolling out there and fishing. So if you want, when you do, because we have the big fishing trolling thing back there.
If you want to rent the boat and go fishing for 5 hours, you can.
Okay? Oh, you can. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll let you fish. I'm not going to bait your hook. Okay.
Right.
That's not my job. My job is to get you out, have a good time, and get you back safely.
Another question that's coming in, can they jump off the boat and go into the water?
Yeah, we actually have a swim platform on the back of the boat that you can, with the ladder steps down 3 steps into the water.
Okay.
And it's very easy for you to get back up. And then we're actually adding this week a couple more steps to get into the boat easier. And then we have a shower right on deck that you can rinse off the salt water so you're not... you know, covered in ocean water, salt water.
What I like is because, you know, that amphitheater that's coming down here very soon where the Doobie Brothers were for the Jazz Festival, they're going to be doing this, I think, what, 4,000-seat arena coming up? They're redoing that. So that's kind of cool. You can park the boat over there for concerts.
Yep. Yeah, well, we're actually going to be picking people up at the city docks, I believe, in Clearwater, which mm-hmm. is... It's really classy. It's very nice.
Easy to get on the boat.
Easy to get on. It's floating docks, so you don't have to climb up into the boat and climb back down.
Right.
You know, and you'll be greeted by Dawn or Lena or both, and they'll get you situated to where you're on the boat. You know, like I said, we're giving you that $1 million experience.
Exactly.
For...
Nothing like sailing.
Like to rent 2 jet skis for 2 hours.
Well, and all this came about, I want to tell you, is, and I have to end this because watch what you put on your refrigerator. Because back in the days when I was a flight attendant, I was making $30,000 a year, and I lived in the Bahamas. I love Freeport, Bahamas. It was fabulous with Freddie Laker. And I put this sailboat on my refrigerator. And who knew that years later that my brother says, hey, I've got this guy I want you to meet. I came in off a tour with Model Productions, a big thing out in New York. And I see this guy, and he's like, hey, my sister needs a ride to the airport. Long story short, I end up living on the sailboat with this man named Bert, which is now my husband, and now we're doing sailing charters.
Well, you know, I talked before about how we can do things different.
Yeah.
We can make it that if you want to spend the night on the boat, it's possible. Okay.
That's an experience of a lifetime for sure. That is amazing. And you know, just say, wait, watch what you put on your refrigerator because things can come true. That's I put other things up there.
It's all about focus.
Focus and yes, and making things happen. And any other last words, Lena, that you want to talk about? You're a mom of some children over there playing some video games. They're amazing, amazing kids. And anything you'd like to talk about that your experience that you've been on Sunkist Charters? We have about a minute. Your best experience. I love the music. I love to dance to the music on the boat. We got to hold on.
Yeah, I just like the flow of being able to walk around the boat and just to relax. And
like the Doobie Brothers, remember?
When
we sat across from the Doobie Brothers over at the park. And
that's another thing. That's another thing that we can always add on as a package deal, that if there's concerts or whatever events that are coming into Clearwater off of Coachman Park, that we can turn around and say, hey, you want to, you know, that's...
an experience of a lifetime. And although we're looking at the clock up there, we only have about 60 seconds. Any other last words, Tommy?
Yeah, I want to, real quick, you know, this has been a lifelong dream of mine. Always has been. And Dawn and her husband really helped make it happen. Yes, I worked to get to where I'm at, but they really helped make it happen. And but I want to tell you, if you can get a chance to live your dreams... if you can do whatever it takes to live your dreams, I highly recommend it because it's a lot of fun.
It sure is. And relive the dream, make the memories under Sunkiss, K-I-S-S, charters.com. Again, S-U-N-Kiss, K-I-S-S, charters.com. And please send this inquiry that you'd like a birthday party, an event, a romantic evening. I'm Dawn Reese. Stay tuned for next week's Miracle Stories. We have an amazing guest in the house. Wow, his stories are amazing, and you don't want to miss next week. And we have more connections. Go to drhollywoodconnections.com, drhollywoodconnections.com, and get connected. And we'll see you here at the studio with a big talent search coming up in the next couple weeks. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wave. Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.